Oh, hi. Okay, we're back. That's a new problem, Chris, right? This is an entirely new problem. Something we thought our power was out entirely, but it was just a plug, something. Yeah. The entity pulled the plug out again. Yeah. All right, you know what? Let's dispense with jingles. We're late as it is. Hi, my personal comedy Jesus is here. Hello, John Fugelsang. Good morning.
Hi, that was exciting, guys.
Right?
Wow, that was real. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry the audience couldn't have the view I had of the studio. My God. That was,
pure broadcast news going on there.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. I'm glad everything's okay. We're all right. Everything's cool. We're all happy. And Donald Trump is represented by a Democrat in the Florida State Senate. Everything's
okay. Yay. Yeah, you're right. Let's look at the happy clappy right now.
Right.
In the midst
30 state legislative seats flipped by the 30. Republicans, 0. I'd be trying to cheat these midterms, too.
Yep, exactly. I have a guess the quote for you. Who said, the supreme leader wasn't so supreme, he's no longer with us. It's sad.
That's General Hux in Star Wars Episode 9.
That was a good guess, and that's incorrect. Has anyone noticed that we're being taken into an unnecessary war by a complete lunatic? I don't.
All I know is they killed the Ayatollah Khomeini, and now we have an Ayatollah Khomeini, which is kind of like spending 20 years in Afghanistan to get rid of the Taliban and then giving it to the Taliban. We're really good at this, aren't we, as a nation?
Thank you. Someone else posted, he talks and talks and talks and talks, and every last word is complete idiocy or a ridiculous lie. Or he's asleep. And
yes.
John, can you make any sense out of what he says? The negotiations are going very well, that Iran says are not happening at all. He's now put a 10-day pause on bombing, whatever, while he's sending perhaps 10,000 troops, more troops in.
Yes. Yeah, so Here's what's going on. He's been completely clear about this, okay? The war is won. It is done. It is finished.
Yes.
It is mission accomplished, too.
Yep.
Electric golf cart boogaloo. We're all done. We won. They're destroyed and decimated, and we need to send 2,000 paratroopers there.
Yes.
Because we won so hard, and we obliterated their nuclear like we obliterated it 8 months ago, and we really would like our allies to send some warships to help, and we're having peace talks, and Iran is like, bro's negotiating with himself again. I wasn't ready for Iran to be the voice of sanity and reason in this decade.
Now
and here we are.
Now you cleared it up for me. This is Operation End Zone Dance. We already won.
God.
We're just going
Iran comes out and says that is fake news being used to manipulate oil markets. And it's like, my God, the Ayatollahs, the SEC whistleblower.
Yes.
We're through the looking glass, folks.
This was another thing, because I can't watch them, John. This
Tell
is
me.
Also a guess the quote. One missile went 2,500 miles. They shot the now famous Ireland, island.
Ireland.
We're very disappointed in NATO.
Ireland?
Yeah, they're now famous
Which
Ireland.
Which is now famous? What? Nothing he says makes any sense anymore at all. Like, you're just like, what is he?
If the war is won, why do you need more soldiers? And if you need more soldiers, what exactly did you win? It's all confession with this guy. He can't stop saying, I didn't think this through. But he's starting to blame it on Hegseth. And that's where the comedy.
Yes.
That's where the comedy gods come down and smile on us.
So, Jess said, cannot slap my forehead hard enough. In case you're not aware, these ships, this is the giant present. Remember yesterday, Iran gave me a giant present. These ships were Pakistani flagged. Iran has been allowing a few allies ships through the strait every day. They were not for Trump or the U.S. in any way. Also, on a normal day, 80 to 130 ships go through the strait. 8 ships in a week is not meaningful. How much longer do we have to have an imbecile for president?
At least 2.5 years, kids, because take a look what's behind Man Baby. It's Baby Man. It's going to be a long 2.5. Start your fundraising, Democrat. You know, the best part of all of this, NBC reported that he's not even getting full intel briefings anymore. They're showing Man Baby 2-minute highlight reels of explosions.
Things going boom on Baby's on Baby's iPad.
He's microdosing TikTok. That's how the president is monitoring the war. The commander in chief is being handled like an iPad child at a chain restaurant right now.
Yes, let's see. Jam says, we're going to send troops into the Middle East to prove we have a maniacal president who never admits defeat when the GOP are the only ones who can stop this and are going to get obliterated in the midterms, all while over 70% of Americans don't want this. I mean,
yeah. It's almost like Donald Trump doesn't care when people say no to him. It's not just ladies anymore.
One last one. James Clyburn posted, as gas prices soar and Trump spends billions of taxpayer dollars on an aimless war in Iran, he couldn't resist taking a moment during his cabinet meeting to talk about his ballroom that is so desperately needed. I mean,
oh, yeah.
This is
going to be so beautiful, that ballroom. I'm so glad my gas prices, my food prices, and my healthcare premiums are all going up, just so the impossibly wealthy people who own my country can go visit their human property, Donald Trump, and enjoy high ceilings.
To Iran calling out the market manipulation and the pedophilia,
it's like Marie Antoinette, except it's let me eat cake.
Yeah.
Everybody's calling it out on social media. Despite the losses the USA is facing currently in Iran, I'm willing to bet by this weekend Trump will invade while the markets are closed, doubling and tripling down on our inevitable $200 barrel of oil. I mean, go ahead.
I mean, no, we're just a reality show called America, What Could Possibly Go Wrong? And that's how I approach it every day now. The plot of the excellent sci-fi series Alien Earth, it is that it takes place in the future when corporations run the world and each corporation runs a continent because the people are taught humans tried governments and governments didn't work. And boy, less than a year ago, that was sci-fi. Now we're actually watching the plan play out. I mean,
I just love that everybody's calling it out, though, on social media, calling it now. Trump launches an invasion of Iran this weekend after the markets have closed. I mean,
yeah. We're learning. We're getting a civics lesson from this guy. We're learning about how the markets are manipulated. We're learning about what happens after decades of untreated syphilis. I mean, if you lean in, you'll learn a lot.
And this one, by the way, seems like it should be a bigger story. Martin says, by the way, the U.S. Treasury just declared the U.S. insolvent. Probably nothing to worry about.
That's great.
We're his next bankruptcy. We're all just
Scott Bessent will cut. The Secretary of Grey Poupon will come out and explain that's nothing to be concerned about, folks. Have some cashmere. Yeah. And now I feel safer that we're going to replace the trained, unpaid TSA agents with paid, untrained ICE agents. Because really, chaos is the product, isn't it? When Steve Bannon's admitting it's a test run for the elections, putting the goons in our airport, show me your boarding pass is going to be show me your papers, man.
Yes.
It's like, America's just a snow globe, and this guy shakes it every morning and lets it fall where it falls.
Yes.
That's his whole strategy.
What's your other thing? Trump's the black light on America's couch.
Well, that's about the racism.
Yes.
Hegseth's helping with that. But here's what I say. America is an old couch, and Trump is the black light.
That's right. There you go.
The problem is J.D. Vance ruined that joke.
And then you called it out. You said it's not just beta testing ICE to interfere with the polling places. It's a privatization scam to kill TSA union. I mean, thank you. And you also said Minnesota's officially done with You Betcha and has moved on to We'll See You Fascist Rat Bastards in Court. I mean,
Minnesota is beautiful this week. We should all be proud of them. The state that gave us both Bob Dylan and Prince and Michelle Bachmann. Well, not that much, but they're suing the Trump administration over the shootings of three Americans in 17 days, because every time the government, the feds, Cash Patel, they've all said, yes, Minnesota, we'll cooperate. And then they vanish like Melania after breeding duty. And Minnesota went and got Renee Good's car is still shrink wrapped in plastic in a warehouse somewhere. It's not been examined as a crime scene. The car that they let her bleed out and die when medical assistance was on site trying to help. And Cash Patel's FBI is like the college sophomore whose RA is knocking on the dorm room door about the weed smell. And he says, oh, you can't come in. Nothing to see here. And this is where we're at. So God bless Keith Ellison and Mary Moriarty for suing this government because of the breakdown in cooperation after these shootings.
That seemed too realistic. Is that your hiding the weed voice?
That's my Cash Patel hiding the weed voice, yes. My girlfriend's a country singer and she loves me for me. And she'll still be my girlfriend after I get fired, guys. Guys, where are you going? Can I come? Where are you guys going?
You retweeted the most urgent political concern for America's Catholic leaders is no longer abortion, it's immigration. You said, you mean something Jesus actually mentioned? I'm sure you've talked about Hegseth's pastor calling for James Tallarico to be killed, as Jesus would do, right?
Well, because when you talk like Jesus, there's always going to be authoritarians who want to crucify you. It's the oldest racket in the book. Pope Leo, who I'm loving my deep dish pontiff, I don't know about you guys. Southside Leo's doing it for me. But he came out and he quoted Matthew 25, where Jesus commands us to welcome the stranger. They went to Mike Johnson, America's creepiest youth pastor. And Johnson just said, well, the Apostle Paul says to respect the governing authorities. And the media missed it, but that's it. Authoritarians never follow Jesus. They always go to St. Paul when he said, respect the governing authorities. This is the oldest racket. This is what the Crusades did. This is the Nazis. This is the Confederates. St. Paul said, respect the governing authorities. Paul was telling the early church in Rome to try to be calm and not get in trouble and not get killed by the authorities. That's why he was saying that. But authoritarians will always point to that. They won't listen to anything Jesus said because Jesus is love. It's chaos. They hate it.
Yeah.
That's why they hate Tallarico. But Paul is authoritarian. Paul is order. And they're all misreading it. They're just taking one line out of context. What they don't tell the MAGAs, in reality, Paul respected the governing authorities, and they threw him in a cell and cut off his head anyway. Yep. That's the moral of that story that Mike Johnson will never tell. I'm not surprised they want to kill Tallarico.
All this makes me wish that someone would write a sequel to the bestseller Separation of Church and Hate.
Oh, yes. I wish I would, too. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Okay.
We're working on it.
All
working
right.
on it.
We can't
It's going to be all about fake Christians today and through history.
We love you, John Fugelsang.
Thank you, John.
Love you guys. Right. Peace.
Wow. 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 All I can say is wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
For Angela next.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are talking about hard fiscal choices that our country must make while the Trump administration wages war of choice, burning through billions of dollars every single day, and now is asking Congress for more billions. Let's be honest with the American people. When it comes to war, there's always money. There's always money for weapons. There's always money for military contractors. But when children need food, when families need health care, or when a veteran comes home needing support suddenly, we are told there is not enough.
Yep. Representative Ilhan Omar. All right. Listen, everybody's playing hurt this week, including, look at her, Angela V. Shelton, fresh from a Pilates injury. What? Aww. Show us the boo-boos. Thank you. Good morning, Frangela. Angela V. Shelton, you give and you give for America.
It's all I do, Stephanie, is give. It's all I do.
Tell us about your boo-boos.
Well, this woman fell in Pilates class and she hit the back of her head and it was very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I, being the giver that I am, did not want her to fall alone. I didn't want her to fall alone. I wouldn't let her go down alone.
Yes.
So I gasped and fell too.
You give, you know, a grateful nation thanks you.
And that's right.
Yeah. There was a time in America, Francis, wasn't there? There was a time
there
when people wouldn't sacrifice themselves in a Pilates class.
Yeah, but Angela V. Shelton is a saint, okay? She gives and gives.
All I do is give. All I do is give.
Can I just say this has been a bizarre week? Who is it? The Charlie Kirk influencer cheerleading titan died in a pickleball accident?
Yes, that is true.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
No.
I think I'm taking that off my list, trying pickleball.
That's, I didn't. did? How is that possible? Were they using knives?
He fell down and hit his head. He fell down and hit his head.
Yes. Yes. It was a head injury. Yeah. Okay. Mm-mm. All right, Frangela, I, as esteemed improv players, trained at the Second City. Mm-hmm. Wait, yes, I got that right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm here in Groundlings territory, Second City, because you will do the shocked choir when I tell you Hegseth official told military officer, President does not want to stand next to a black female officer. What? Yes. Gasp.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth struck the names of two black and two female officers from a military promotions list, sparking bias concerns. New York Times published a lengthy report citing 11 current and former military administration officials that suggested Hegseth's chief of staff told the a military leader that President Trump, quote, does not want to stand next to a black female officer at military events. White House spokesperson said, wait for it. The president is not a racist or a sexist.
But they didn't deny it.
Which, exactly.
They didn't deny
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
You know. Now, well, you know. Epstein has told us what he thinks of black women in his emails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. I welcome his antipathy. You know what I'm saying?
Look. You know, your rejection is my protection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, who doesn't want to listen to that belligerent drunk a little more? Here we go. At the end.
Here's a fact that you don't hear on your networks, but we know. Many of the Iranian military factories and bases that we're systematically destroying were paid for by the pallets of American cash that Barack Obama flew into Tehran.
The black guy did it. Because the black guy did it. Because the black guy did it.
You might call it an
inconvenient
truth.
That's enough. That's good. That's good.
Here's a fact that you don't hear on your networks.
I'm good.
That the pallets of cash?
Yes, they do not exist. It's that lie again.
Are they trying to say that it was like a Breaking Bad situation? Like, what?
Yes.
It's the money. I get it.
It was their money that we unfroze in exchange for them cooperating
keeping
on the nuclear
on
deal,
nuclear.
Which they were doing, and it was working. And now Trump is panicking and begging to get Obama's deal back, basically.
Oh, no. And let me tell you something. Yeah. They're more powerful now due to him. He did them a huge service, Trump.
Yeah.
Because now they control now they got a toll operation going on the Strait of Hormuz.
That's right.
And they didn't have that before. He actually gave them power and control in the region.
Yeah.
And get ready for the Red Sea.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you send me some of the videos that Iran is putting out. They're just brutal.
Amazing.
And he's like, is delusional. He keeps saying they're negotiating with him, and they're like, no, we're not. I mean, it's him frantically trying to send messages or deals through intermediaries, and they're like, no. And, you know, and he's like, negotiations are going very well.
Yeah, no, Iran is like, we are never, ever getting back together. They are totally done. And they get to be.
Yeah. Hegseth can, like, scream all he wants. He said, my message to the media is, get it right. Do we have, some more? That's what I wanted to say. Okay. Yeah.
You wouldn't know it if you listened to the dishonest hate Trump media, as you referenced. The folks here in the room, these cameras, they have a choice. You're either informing the American people of the truth or you're not. Mm. My message to the media is get it right. Ooh.
You know,
Says the angry drunk at the end of the bar. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like when you start calling people's family members up to go to the Middle East, it doesn't say over to people.
Right.
It doesn't say,
No
matter what you put in the news, everybody knows when Jimmy John had to go to the Middle East again after being told he wouldn't have to. They understand that we don't send troops for the parade.
Yeah.
You know, like that's
and the latest
not,
is 10,000 more. I mean, what is it? 2,500 are getting there today. Hegseth said, unlike Iraq, this isn't a tie. Oh, no, this is Iraq times 11 billion in terms of a disaster. He said, this is not parity. This is not chaos. This is success. Pure American success on a plan. And as the president said, ahead of pace. Wow. They are even the latest polling, Frangela, even Fox News can't sell this war. Even Fox News viewers, Republicans are against this war now. I mean, everyone recognizes this is a disaster.
We are watching this man manipulate everything from the economy to this war, and we know not to trust him. And we were talking about this yesterday on the final word. It is a shame that I am believing Iran's government more than my own, that I feel like I can trust what is coming out of their mouths.
That's right.
More than I can my own, the president of the United States. And that, MAGA has done that to this country.
I mean, just from yesterday, Frangela, we were saying, how many more of these cabinet meetings are we going to watch where he's asleep? Again, on camera, or he's rambling about, what was it yesterday? Oh, Sharpies, the cost of Sharpies. Before someone is going to go, we have a mental patient in charge of our military.
Yesterday's, that cabinet, what do you call it, recital, when I tell you that they will study that for decades, for years, because it is the most, where is Jake Tapper? I need to see him in the room typing his book about how they keeping a crazy president on the presidency, but no, you don't see Jake. Jake ain't got nothing to say now.
Yeah, where is on the typewriter? Tappy, let's go.
Tappy, Trump. Clickety-clack. I better hear you clickety-clacking.
Trump went on an extended freewheeling tangent about the cost of Sharpie pens during a live televised cabinet meeting. A five-plus minute riff. Oh, boy, we're in onion pelt territory pretty much every Grampy story now.
That was the style at the time.
Kareen from Federal Construction overruns to
Don't do that. It hurts when I laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aw, baby ribs hurt. baby back. Okay. Let's see, ballpoint pen aesthetics to personal phone call with a Sharpie executive.
What?
All while the United States is actively at war with Iran. Gas prices are spiking at home. America's allies are declining to help. Oh, by the way, did you see, I'm sorry to do this to you, but we have to hear this again. This is him with Dana Perino, who's like, oh my God, she's the one that sold the unnecessary Iraq war based on lies. She's like, oh my God, you're not even doing this correctly. Here she is. Okay.
Do you have any insight as to how they are doing? Do they have drinking water? Do they have food?
I do.
It's upsetting.
I do. But first, do you remember when we had lunch years ago in the base of Trump Tower when it was a brand new building?
It's a long time ago, yes.
And you haven't changed. Oh. You have not changed. Now, I'm not allowed to say this. It's the end of my political career, but you may be even better looking, okay? So I don't know what you're doing.
We can't keep focused on the war. That can't hold your attention for one answer.
Did you send me that story this morning? That's the other reporting from insiders that Trump is getting bored now with the Iran war just because, you know, they can't make enough little, you know, baby boom boom, you know, shows on his iPad, you know, things blowing up. So he's like, okay, let's go back to the ballroom.
I just, the pen thing, I would encourage everyone to look this cabinet meeting up, because you won't believe me. I've been doing it, my version of it for people, which is much shorter than what really happened.
Yeah.
And people are like, come on, Angela. I'm like, no, this man sat there and went, you know, it's a good pen. It's not a great pen, but it's a good pen. This is incredible to me that it's beyond embarrassing. And Lawrence O'Donnell said it, he's absolutely right, last night. Iran is watching this too.
Yes.
Okay, they're watching that cabinet meeting and going, oh, we ain't got to settle for nothing. We can just keep going. This fool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're keeping him in his own delusions, right? Like, just, you know, it literally is like, you know, setting up a baby with an iPad and, you know, like, ooh, look, all the things you're making go boom. And that's why he thinks it's going really well. But the thing about him saying they're negotiating, Trump claimed Iran is negotiating, but is afraid to admit it. They are negotiating, by the way. We literally are at the, are they in the room with us, Grandpa, right now? Negotiator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
they want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it. Because they figure they'll be killed by their own people, or they're afraid they'll be killed by us. So that directly contradicts the Iranian foreign minister, who said the country is not in negotiations with the U.S. Okay. He said that he said the U.S. has been sending various messages through different intermediaries for several days. He clarified the messages were conveyed via friendly countries, and the fact that Iran was responding by stating their positions and issuing warnings is neither dialogue nor negotiation or anything of the sort. He confirmed Iran's policy was to continue defending itself and said they had no intention of negotiating now or negotiating for now. This is Israel's war, and people of the region and people of the U.S. are paying the price for it. I mean, you've got reporting of out of the Pentagon saying soldiers are openly saying, I don't want to die for Israel. Like, I don't understand, you know, nobody understands what the F we're doing at this point.
Because it's crazy. You know, I, in high school, my friend was over one night. We were having a slumber party, and she wanted to go out to a club at, like, 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, there's no way my mama's going to let us do that. Okay? This is a white girl, too, so she really didn't know what she was messing with. She's like, no, I'm going to go tell her we're going out. I'm going to go tell her. She goes upstairs. She's gone. I was like, you can go. I'm not in this. I know better. I'm not in this. She comes back downstairs, and she's got nail polish remover, and she's taken off her red nail polish remover. What's going on? She said, your mom told me to take off that hoe nail polish. I was like, so
not only is she not going out, now she's lost her nail polish.
That's something. Yeah. That's what's happened here. Okay. Everything was okay, fine-ish. You know, we don't like that government, whatever. Right. Trump literally starts a war with them, and now they've taken things they never had control
Thank you.
Over before.
That's what I said earlier this week. I'm like, how do you lose a negotiation with yourself?
It's insane. I was like, nobody was paying them to cross through this strait. Now they have a money-making venture, and they look powerful and cool, and they're bombing everyone in the region. And those people don't seem to be mad at them for
What's
it.
What's America's early warning system?
No.
Black ladies?
Yeah. You're like, yeah, now you're not going out, and you don't have your nail polish on anymore.
I was like, see what happens when we poke the bear?
Yeah. And you were Francis's daughter's counsel, and you told her, don't ask your mother how long she's got to stay at math camp. Because then what happened, Francis?
Well,
she's
going to
do more math.
She's going to do more math.
Yeah.
The problem was that she had said, math is not my forte. And I saw that sketched Francis out, and she had a little conniption.
Oh, no.
And I was like, she was like, you can't use French to say you can't do math. That just tells us you can.
Yeah. Because then she went, and you told her, you counsel, you said, do not go approach the bench. Do not ask Francis how long I'm going to have to go to math camp.
I'm on Francis's daughter's side. Because you can be terrible at math, but be excellent at languages.
Well, except
you know what?
We figured that out.
Okay.
You're gonna have fun at mathnasium too. You're gonna have fun at mathnasium too now. Okay, Chris.
Yeah, now you going? Oops. We know you going to Kumon too, Chris. We know where you going on your Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's right. That's what you just bought yourself. Uh-oh. I hope you're happy.
Yeah. Good. Nice negotiation. Art of the deal.
Oh boy.
Francis. So just to review, your answer to how long am I going to have to go to math camp was.
Until they stop having math.
Okay. Until they run out of math. All right. Let this be a lesson to you in negotiating, everyone. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. Have they run out of math? No? Not yet? Okay.
No, they keep making more.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. You know, sometimes when you get your chocolate and your peanut butter, I'm getting my Glenn Kirshner and my Frangela because there's too much illegal stuff to cover all at once.
Well, they're also two great tastes that taste great together.
That's true. Thank you. a couple of Jess says, Jack Smith told Merrick Garland the reason Trump took the files was to profit from them. Joe says Judge Eileen Cannon clearly sealed Smith's report on Donald Trump's theft of classified documents because the report is so damning. And Aaron Rupar said that's called treason.
Yeah.
I get that we're getting numb to the amount of crime, but that is not a hyperbole to say that's treason.
No, it's absolutely not.
And I don't once again know if it's just incompetence or criminality. Pam Bondi's DOJ has been accused of giving Congress a memo containing damning evidence that Trump gets sensitive documents. I don't get if they did it by accident or... So the department, Jamie Raskin said the department's own production to Congress appeared to bolster some of the most explosive suspicions in the Jack Smith's classified documents case. He wrote that Bondi's team, while scrambling for material to attack Smith, has missed the fact that some of the same records include damning evidence about your boss's conduct. I think Glenn gave us a glimmer of hope that this was dismissed without, with or without prejudice, that it could be, it could and should be, all of these crimes need to be prosecuted, don't you think?
I do, because the lengths that this justice system will go to put a black child in jail for stealing a pen or a pencil or kill them for it. I mean, if they think that they're getting out of this without jail time, they are crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
All also, right. They can't pass papers without giving away all the stuff. All of it is implicated.
Yeah. It's what you always say. There's going to be a folder called illegal. We did. Yep. That we're going to find. Okay. More for Angela. All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We have a man down. Sean has a test. So Lonnie's trying to run cameras and play sound bites. Chris is over there. For Angela, we're improvising. Isn't this how they do it at Second City? Except way better?
Yes, and.
Yes,
that's
and.
Right.
Hi. Okay. I was looking for, do we have 13? Mike Johnson on ICE agents. Here we go.
The two outrageous requirements that they put on the table, Democrats, they want to unmask ICE agents in these hostile environments where they can be doxxed and their families targeted, and they want us to add a warrant requirement before anyone is deported. Those things aren't workable. They can't be done, so it's not something the president can give on.
Yeah, you know what's weird is if you're not doing anything illegal, normally you don't need to hide your face. I don't know, I'm just spitballing here for Angela.
I'm trying to figure out how following our constitutional rights is undoable.
Yes.
The Bill of Rights is just, it can't possibly work here.
Yeah, exactly.
And before this administration happened, isn't that what we always did? Isn't that the law?
Yeah.
100%.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How is it unworkable?
I saved a story for you that is going to need a biscuit rating. As I do. Someone wrote a piece in HuffPost. As ICE swarms airports, I'm noticing another painful reality about them. A lot of these ICE officers appear to be people of color.
Yes.
I'm not the only one feeling uneasy about seeing so many ICE officers of color arresting immigrants who, to put it bluntly, look just like them. On Instagram, one person said they know they're looking dumb, too. Are y'all watching the news? They're looking for you, dummy. They're looking for your mamas, your grandma, your brother. So, first of all, your thoughts on that, but it was an interesting piece. I don't know if you saw it.
Well, I find it interesting that when the one place that they're telling these ICE officers they can't wear a mask is in the airport, and then suddenly all we're seeing are ICE agents of color. I think that there's a number of things going on there, and that's one of them. But these let me not tell you something. We talked about it on The Final Word. These people can never come back to the barbecue. I can't. There's nobody. We don't have public defenders in the black meetings. Okay, if nobody's going to defend them, they're going down. They have lost their status. And seriously, the most biscuity, awful. I mean. You're the one who told Massa that people were trying to run away. That's who they are.
Well,
every time.
This is what she writes. The truth is actually far more uncomfortable. Enforcement depends in part on the complicity of people who share identities of those most at risk. When black and brown communities see themselves reflected in these uniforms, the feeling isn't just anger, it's betrayal, and it's not something we should easily forget. So they share your barbecue-related concerns.
They don't even get to glance at the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you can't be in the distance to hear our laughter and joy, none of it.
Yeah. And they have to recognize that they are pawns in this game, that they are being utilized. The people who are going to be doxxed is you.
That's right.
It's, and and that the system is working at peak perfection because it's protecting white men and white people.
Yeah.
That all those, they're going to make sure you never see any of those white ICE officers.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So, wow, does this sound familiar here? This is J.D. Vance. Remember Iraq? Remember we got to fight him over there so we don't fight him here? Does this? Okay, here he is.
You talk about people who walk into a crowded supermarket and have a vest on, and they blow up the vest and a couple of people get killed, and that's a terrible tragedy. What happens when what's on the vest is not something that can kill a couple of people but can kill many, many tens of thousands of people? That is the most important American national security objective that exists for any administration at any time, is you don't want the worst people in the world to have a nuclear weapon.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's
even their own intelligence says Iran was not a threat. Now they are. They were not threatening to attack us before. I mean,
And now we're talking about nuclear. Now we're talking in Kuwait, and we're talking about potential. They're telling their citizens to prepare for nuclear fallout.
Yep.
That's what they're telling them right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Marco Rubio, he of the giant clown shoes. Here he is.
The next one.
Yeah, four. There we go. Marco Rubio.
This has been an incredibly successful operation.
Oh,
every day. It may not get covered because, you know, we're unlike them. We're not bombing embassies and hotels. We're hitting military targets. But every day, the Department of War lets the drummer get wicked over every portion of Iran that has these military capabilities, and the results are going to bear fruit for the world. The world is going to be a safer and a better place when President Trump's mission here is achieved.
So, Frangela, do you recall there was a hearing or two about Benghazi, about the one embassy had the one tragedy? And so he's just like, they're blowing up our embassies. Anyway, that's not important now. I mean, this is like 11 billion Benghazis, right? Like, and they're just
absolutely
left everybody there.
What was he saying there? The drummer and the wicked?
Drummer and wicked. Thank you, Angela.
Is that biblical?
Yes, he slipped you a little Jesus in there without telling you were pretty.
A little biblical.
Yeah.
No, that's a rap line. And I'm like, how dare you?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I'm like, what is he?
Yeah, there was some creepy speech Hegsethgate that was all Jesus-y.
Is Ari Melber writing his comments now? Can we get one unembarrassing moment out of these people? Just one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here is Snagglepuss, the overly smiley Scott Bessent. Here he is. Okay.
Many people, especially the Democrats, underestimate the will of the American people for short-term volatility, for 50 years of safety that we are going to have on the other side of this.
Don't you love the whole, this is just short-term pain, whatever. This is, it's all going to be better. Yeah.
People love short-term pain.
Is it in 2 weeks? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And just isn't it like every time, Cher? Or just, it's going to be fantastic later, now.
Just give us 2 weeks. it's like the money pit.
We're about to hit a power pandemic if people aren't aware of it.
Yes.
I just watched people kick people in the chest in India around gas stations, okay?
Yeah.
We Americans, we are not ready. We're not ready for a food shortage. We are not ready for an energy shortage. We are not ready for a housing crisis. We are not ready for private credit to break the way that it is looking to break.
Yeah.
This war is theater to distract us from Epstein and the economy.
Yeah. And by the way, we are now fully in the Frangela, we are not Boo Boo the Fool up in here. No matter, hey, this is Scott Snagglepuss again. Oh, hi. Everything's fantastic.
Which one?
14.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number 14.
Turning to the home front, the U.S. economy remains strong. We had a strong economy thanks to you. We are the best insulated in the world thanks to your energy efforts in term one and term two. The U.S. is a energy superpower.
He's about ready to hit his gag reflex.
Yeah. Are you?
There's gay biscuits.
Are you feeling that at the grocery store at the gas pump? I mean, we are not Boo Boo the Fool up in here. You cannot wax that pony twice, right?
You cannot. Stephanie.
And if I grow rice, what are you going to do, Stephanie?
I'm going to catch it and cook it, Scott Bissett. That's what I'm going to do.
See? There we go.
Yeah, and if a Crick's
got a... He's just making gay biscuits all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Crick's got a holler, then the...
Holler's got a Crick.
Yeah, right? Waterfall's that's nothing but a...
I really wish he'd exit stage left.
Yeah.
A lazy river.
That's right.
That's right.
The eye of the crow sows no doubt.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. I wouldn't risk it on a biscuit, and I wouldn't waste it on a pancake.
That's right.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't. They can't keep telling people everything's great when it's not, right? We're starting to see those stickers on the, you know, the Trump saying I did that on the gas pumps.
His entire cabinet is full of billionaires who haven't stepped foot in a supermarket in the last 30 years.
Yeah, and
they have no idea what it's like.
And that guy has the most smug, condescending, punchable face, right? He's like, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you. I'm going to exit stage left now. Everything's fantastic.
It's like, you know, in Ghosts, when the baddies come and get them, I keep expecting that to happen whenever these people talk.
I keep expecting the baddies to be grabbing them and dragging them down to hell.
Oh, that's something we have to look forward to. Okay. Oh, do you have any songs for our Dead Donald playlist? Because we just need something to look forward to.
First of all, we're going to start with Celebrate.
Yep.
Martha and the Vandellas. Yes. What's the one?
Dancing in the Streets.
Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah. That's mine. Okay. I have a whole playlist.
I'm going to be blasting YMCA.
Yes.
In my car, waving an American flag. Well, and I have never said that out loud, but I'm ready.
We already did the new dance. It's D-E-A-D. It's fun when he's D. It's nice because it's the same four letters.
Yeah, that wasn't the hand signals you were doing, though.
Oh, what was I doing?
I have no idea what you were
saying.
Was
I throwing some rap songs? What was I doing?
Yeah, now you're in a fight with the Crips, I hope.
All right. All my bloods, get up in here.
Don't.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, now.
They'll take you seriously.
Stuff just got real. Stuff just got real.
By the way.
Okay. I'm with her.
See this? Trump claims YMCA earned him the gay vote. First of all, no, you effing didn't get the gay vote. He said, the CIA did say the new Ayatollah is gay, but I don't know if it was only them. I think a lot of people are saying that, which puts them at a bad start in that particular country. Now, I think I did very well with the gay vote, okay? I even played the gay national anthem at my walk-off. I think it's probably helped me, but I did great. No Republicans ever got the gay vote like I did, and I'm very proud of it.
He says YMCA is the gay national anthem?
I don't.
You didn't know that?
I thought we'd moved on to Pink Pony Club.
I don't. You'd think we would have gotten a memo.
Also,
right.
Note that the Village People have come out and said it is not a gay anthem.
Right.
Which I was like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
It's about having sex at the YMCA.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, if the Ayatollah is gay, it's not going to be the Strait of Hormuz anymore. Hey, I'm here week. Wow. Okay.
You know what? I don't work for the State Department. I don't have this training, but I know that the people there now are like just like me in that respect. Is calling the leader of the country that you're allegedly in negotiations with in a very homophobic regime, calling him gay, a good idea?
No.
Yeah, don't think so.
No.
Yeah, that's poking the gay bear.
It feels wrong. Like it's not a good place to
start. What
does
a gay bear look like?
Bear, no. What? I don't know.
Fabulous.
Fabulous, and always.
Pink. Bear, stop that! Stop that, bear!
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, I'm one more segment away from vacation.
I wish we lived in the challenge.
Stephanie Miller.
Good deal.
Stephanie Miller.
We're gonna have a party. It's starting tonight. Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah.
Dancing on the ceiling.
It's on my DD playlist. Dead Donald. Get your Dead Donald playlist together. What?
What? What?
Bella, we just Bella did leave instructions to be woken up out of surgery if it happened.
Yeah.
This morning. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Just when I thought I was on vacation, I will be on CNN tonight with Laura Coates, who will be out here in LA. I'll be on set with Laura Coates.
I like her.
Yeah. No, she's great. Yeah. She's great. Princeton grad. Fantastic. Uh-huh. Oh, a guy that owns the show used to work with her. It's very. It's,
oh, really?
He wants to go with me, like a Labrador. He's like, I'm gonna go. You to CNN?
You should let him go.
Yeah, I told him yes. Okay. You can get in the car. We're going to the dog park.
Yeah, because okay. They send you a free car. That's your payment. For
yes.
It. Yeah. Yay.
He wants to go on a little field trip. All right. And
yeah, he'll hang out the window with his tongue wagging. Yeah.
Make sure you have his harness on him because you don't want him jumping up on people.
Yeah. You know how he is. Now, I'm wearing my sexy liberal t-shirt because I, you know, I don't remember the resistance tour. Which one was that? I don't know.
It was one of them.
But I realize when we do them in the future, when we do a panel, I'm going to need to make it more like Trump's cabinet meetings. I'm just going to have you all just, you know, just talk about how great I am. Just for, yeah, don't you think?
That would be so much fun. I would love that.
This is Doug Burgum. This is at the cabinet.
He had Bergmentum.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I miss it. Yeah.
Back on Venezuela, where Chris and I have both had a chance to be there, I literally think they're going to put up a statue to President Trump. It's not a political statement. It's an actual thing.
That would be a great honor.
No, because it's like they view President Trump like Simon Bolivar. He's the liberator of a country.
You're talking about putting his signature on paper money, making Donald Trump coin.
Happening. That's already
like,
happening.
We are just fully in North Korea. And I think this fragile, and a serious note, why this is so dangerous is because they're just all in a delusion together. They're just telling him, you know, dear glorious leaders, glorious war is going gloriously. And they don't.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That Mike Johnson made up award this week, that is my favorite of all them. We just wanted to show our appreciation.
How do they not spontaneously combust from embarrassment? I mean, oh my God. It's
beyond. All I do now is stare at the news and go, I can't even satirize this. I can't parody this.
No.
There's no way to parody this.
I said, all of my friends sent that clip of him with Dana Perino where she's like, are the Iranian people getting food or water? Do you know? You know, you're still hot. I would bang you. You're just like,
remember when we had lunch? That was, let's tell it. That's an anecdote.
Oh my God. So speaking of Mike Johnson, he was asked about the Mar-a-Lago flip. That's the latest seat we won. It's like, what are we up to? 29 elections we've won, special seats, whatever, since Trump's been back in. He was asked, do you see the canary in the coal mine in November? Mike Johnson, no, I don't at all. In fact, I talked with the president about this after that election result came in and his team. These special elections are one-off, and they're anomalies. That's what we call them.
29 anomalies?
That's why we call them special. I'm very bullish about November, very bullish about the midterms. And then Brett Baer said, even right now, even looking at everything that's coming up, absolutely right. And I'll give you a very boring 90-minute slideshow to prove to you all the reasons we're going to win.
But, Mike, the emperor isn't wearing any clothes.
You know what, Mike? I got some boxes because they don't want you out that office as quickly as possible. So, because we got a lot of things to do. So I'm going to send him these boxes.
Okay.
So he can get out. You ain't gonna be speaker of nothing.
Okay, one last leftover from an illegal stack from Glenn. A top deputy to U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, previously of Gin and Justice with Judge Jeanine.
Oh no, don't make her laugh.
That's my favorite. It was my favorite sexy liberal COVID sketch ever. Was they were Diamond and Silk, and they were on Judge Jeanine's show. And then my wig fell off at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Diamond and Silk aren't with us anymore, are they?
One of them isn't.
Okay.
And we don't know.
We don't care which one.
No, we don't care.
No.
Okay.
At all.
We wish her well, though.
Yeah.
Do we?
Okay. They acknowledge that the Justice Department did not have evidence of any wrongdoing in its criminal investigation of Jerome Powell. I can only assume because she's always drunk, when Donald Trump tells her to prosecute someone with no evidence, she's just like, all right, I'm on it. Right?
I just feel like the fact that they don't find evidence, I feel like that should be a bigger hiccup to them than it is.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, that should really slow your roll of prosecuting people when they can't find that they did anything wrong. It feels...
I'm sorry, I forgot. I saved the last bag of rats for you. So Joe Rogan said this week that Erica Kirk has crazy eyes and also possibly a penis. And then Candace Owens jumped into that fight and said, yeah. And
my girl Candy, she coming for her. Erica better watch, keep that head on a swivel. Look, look, they ran out of sequins. How's she supposed to keep grieving?
Wow.
I love you, Frangela. See you next week.
Love you. Happy, have a good vacation.
Thank you.
Great vacation.
Woohoo!